The Youth's Instructor, August 22, 1901. A Perfect Ideal. The Youth's Instructor, August 22, 1901. A Perfect Ideal. Christ is the ideal for all humanity. He has left a perfect example for childhood, youth, and manhood. He came to this earth and passed through the different phases of human life. He talked and acted like other children and youth, except that he did no wrong. Sin found no place in his life. Ever he lived in an atmosphere of heavenly purity. From childhood to manhood, he preserved unsullied his trust in God. The Word says of him, "The child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. He increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man." In the sanctuary of the home, Jesus received his education, not merely from his parents, but from his heavenly Father. As he grew older, God opened to him more and more of the great work before him. But notwithstanding his knowledge of this, he assumed no airs of superiority. Never did he, by disrespect, cause his parents pain or anxiety. He delighted to honor and obey them. Although he was not ignorant of his great mission, he consulted their wishes and submitted to their authority. Christ had been commander of the heavenly host, but he did not, because of this, excuse himself from labor, allowing his parents to support him. While still quite young, he learned a trade and faithfully discharged his daily duties, contributing to the support of the family. Christ was the light and joy of the family circle. How many children and youth are seeking to be like him, kind, thoughtful, and obedient? How many, by following his example, are making their characters attractive? Those who seek to do this will enjoy the favor of God and man. There is a great difference between Christ and the youth of today. Many youth are restless and selfish, content to spend their days in idleness while their parents toil for them. They are disobedient, unthankful, and unholy. Whatever natural ability such youth may have, they are not increasing in wisdom and in favor with God and man. The youth may think to find happiness by seeking their own pleasure, but true happiness will never be theirs while they pursue this course. The Savior lived not to please himself. We read of him that he went about doing good. He spent his life in loving service, comforting the sorrowing, ministering to the needy, lifting up the bowed down. He had no home in this world, only as the kindness of his friends provided one for him as a wayfarer. Yet it was heaven to be in his presence. Day by day he met trials and temptations, yet he did not fail nor become discouraged. He was surrounded with transgressors, yet he kept his Father's commandments. He was always patient and cheerful, and the afflicted hailed him as a messenger of life and peace and health. He saw the needs of men and women, children and youth, and to all he gave the invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. What a wonderful example Christ has left for us in his life work. Who of his children are living as he did for the glory of God? He is the light of the world, and the one who works successfully for the Master must kindle his taper from that divine life. To his disciples, Christ said, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden underfoot of men." How careful, then, we should be to follow the example of Christ. Unless we do this, we are worthless, salt which has lost its savor. Only by following Christ's example can we find true happiness. When he is accepted, the heart is subdued, and its purposes are changed. Young friends, remember that in order to grow in favor with God and man, you must follow the example Christ has left you. He loves you. It was because of this that he came from heaven to show you how to live a pure, true life. He knows every trial and sorrow of childhood and youth. He was once just your age. The temptations and trials which come to you came also to him. The sorrows which come to you came to him. But he was never overcome by temptation. His life held nothing that was not pure and noble. He is your helper, your redeemer.